I'm Trayvon Votrin.
And what's your business?
I operate Trey's Lawn Care in Watervliet, New York.
When did you get started?
I got started in like the start of May.
How old are you?
14 years old.
So is this your first sort of business venture?
Yeah, pretty much.
What made you decide to do this?
I realized like with the current pandemic that's going on, I felt like a lot of places aren't open to doing lawn care and stuff like that. And a lot of people need theirs done because, you know, you can't just have your lawn looking crazy, you know?
What's been the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge was, I guess, having to turn down people that have had bigger lawns because I don't have like the best equipment. I don't have like a ride-on mower, so I can't do bigger lawns in a short amount of time. It'll take a long time, and it's just a pain in the butt.
Is it just you?
No, I have my brother-in-law working with me and also my sister, so it's kind of like a little team effort.
How does the work breakdown go? Like, who's doing the marketing, who's doing the mowing, who's doing the bookkeeping?
So pretty much my sister does all like the marketing and accounting and stuff like that, and she keeps the logs of everything for me. And then me and my brother-in-law do all the mowing and trimming, etc.
So this is a good business right now. What happens when the weather gets cold?
Right now, I already have plans to start doing fall cleanup when fall comes. And I already have plans to start doing stone removal. I already have a couple clients that are interested in that and people that have already asked me to do that for them when the time does come.
So are you seeing this as something that you'll continue doing even beyond this summer and the pandemic?
Yeah, it's definitely something I can see myself doing in the future and expanding upon in the future.
Are there things that you've been doing this summer to make it possible to expand already?
I've been doing a lot of more lawns to try and save up the money to get better equipment and stuff like that. So far, I've already saved enough money to get like a snowblower and all that equipment for the fall and other stuff too.
Do you have any advice for any other young people who are thinking about maybe starting their own business?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much all, like, if you're determined to do something, all you really have to do is just put your mind to it and you can do it. I know, like, a lot of people just say that to you and you might not think it's true, but everything is pretty much possible.
What kinds of marketing have you been doing?
We've been putting up flyers all around, like, Watervliet and Troy and Cohoes and stuff like that. And we've been doing a lot of Facebook ads and, like, Instagram and online, like, on Google. We've been pretty much doing whatever we can to fit our budget, I guess you can say.
Have you noticed that some ways of reaching out to people are more successful in generating new business than other ways?
Lawn care is more word of mouth. Mm. So if one person uses your service, they're more likely to recommend it to somebody else other than like somebody just seeing like a regular flyer on the street, you know? Mm.
If there's anybody listening who wants to get in touch with you and maybe wants a quote or to hire you, what's the best way for them to find you?
Well, you can look up me. You can look up my business on Facebook. You can just look up Trey's Lawn Care, or you can go on Instagram and look up Trey's Lawn Care with underscores instead of spaces in between each word. And you can also just look up Trey's Lawn Care on Google, and it should pop up for you. Or you can contact me at 518-859-0167.
What are you thinking that you'll do with any profits that you're not investing back in the business?
I've been thinking a lot that I want to help other businesses in the area. Like, my sister has started, like, she's trying to start her own daycare and stuff, so I'm gonna be helping her with that, or any other places that are trying, like, any other small businesses that are gonna start, like, they're trying to get it open and get the doors open and stuff. I'm gonna help them with that.
What kinds of help are you going to provide?
I'm not a huge company so far, so like any small donations and stuff like that I can help them with.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.